listening to Beardcast.
What's going on, Bearders? We're back.
We're back.
The return. On a Sunday, we return. Like Jesus. It wasn't that sad. I don't know what he fucking returned on. He returned, though.
All I know is there's a lot of food and a lot of days off from Catholic schools.
Yeah.
That's all I know about
just
because
Jesus came at the nice temple. The cave, the whatever. All right, we're religious now. But this is me, David, back again for FNMC, Sunday FNMC, Sunday NMC, I don't know.
And BD with some TNT and TNA and TNN.
And C4, Theodore.
We had some hectic schedule, so we couldn't do some podcasting for a while.
We were delayed.
Well, technically, we could have done it on midnight on Friday, but everybody was just too tired. Everybody's way too tired for that shit.
It always happens. It always happens. But there's a lot to catch up on. A lot of comic runs. A lot of FNMCs. So, Biddy's got the comic front.
All right. Well, starting off with comics, I mean, past 2 weeks, I've been keeping... I haven't gone the go, but I've been keeping up with what's been coming out. Battle of the Atom still going on, and same thing with Infinity. As usual, Infinity has like 8,000 fucking tie-ins per week for some fucking reason.
And I don't have one of them.
Well, no, you have the Hunt, and you have some of them.
You have some of them. Some is the word.
I got a lot of them, and I just realized, fuck it, they're gonna come out with a fucking an omnibus edition anyway.
Yeah.
You know they are. They're going to have an omnibus edition. They're going to have all the fucking tie-ins, probably, in a separate fucking omnibus. So I'm also just fucking buy that.
Yeah.
Instead of going crazy and trying to keep up with what's coming out every week with in terms of comic books.
Mm.
And, you know, it's just too fucking much. I mean, how much are comic books nowadays? Like $4
$4, yeah. And then the limited edition double presses for DC at least is like fucking $5.
Yeah, fucking, I mean... And we're talking about Marvel, and they have, what, for Infinity, what, they have, like four or five fucking tie-ins or spin-offs a week for the one event. So that full rate, 12, 16, 20 bucks on just the tie-ins.
Yeah.
And, you know, the main book, then, if a main book has even come out that week.
That's their game plan, because they see it as... Oh, you want the main story, so you're going to get the tie-in. So even though they're going to make $4 with that one main book, someone's going to come along. Even if it's $3, $4, by the time they're done collecting all the main elements, you're at least over $20.
You're $20 just on tie-ins. So, I mean, I don't know who has $20 for a fucking week to throw away. Not really throw away. It's a good investment to spend on comic books. I fucking sure as hell don't.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to stick with collecting the main books, and then that's it. Because I have a fucking stack on my desk, and there's a stack that's just tie-ins. It's not even a fucking main book.
Yep.
Now, like, I'm not fucking reading them. What the fuck am I pointing? What's the point of me doing this? But, and same with Battle of the Atom. They're not as bad, but they have some tie-ins, but they're not as bad. It's not as bad as Infinity.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what's been going on. Yesterday, me and my cousin Lenny went to Carroll Gardens. And this guy, he has a home. Oh, he is he's a tutor at a school, and he tutored this. He takes care of this guy's daughter.
Yeah.
So this guy was selling Silver and Bronze Age comics out, like in like front of like a yard sale type of thing. Really good stuff. Let's see what we got. We got '90s Catwoman number one. '90s Black Canary number one. '90s Black Lightning, number one. Silver Age Cloak and Dagger, the first 11 issues. Not sure how many issues there were altogether, but I got the first 11, so I'm happy with that. And, of course, this guy didn't have any backings to it, so they're all flopping around.
They're loosey-goosey.
They're flopping around like a fucking flaccid
fucking
dish.
'90s wet pussy. '90s wet
pussy. Oh, fuck. Oh, hang on. What's it say? Oh, little town of Bethlehem, plus the golden triangle. What is that? First 11 issues of Cloak and Dagger. Squadron Supreme. first, I think it's like the 6th issues only. I'm not sure what it is, but it looked pretty cool. And it had Spider-Man's face on the bottom corner.
And that's what you love.
And that's what I love. Huntress, number 1 and number 2 from 89 and 90. Wow, that's a big gap, actually.
89, 91.
Yeah, that makes no sense. That guy. Huntress, number 1. Icon, number 1, with Rocket. Sherlock Holmes, number 1. Not sure why I bought this, but it's fucking Sherlock Holmes. Sure. That's fine. Spitfire, one shot, so only one pressing of this.
Only one golden teen.
Only one golden hair woman with golden hair boobies.
And golden teeth.
And golden titties. Yes. Spitfire, one shot. And my favorite of all of them, the Frank Miller Daredevil, The Man Without Fear set. Numbers 2 through 5. 2 through 5, because he didn't have number 1, Laddie. He didn't have number 1, which was the first appearance of Electro.
Nice.
And these are just like reprinting, you know, hardcover type of things.
Cool.
But they're pretty awesome. They're like little, not hardcover, but
they're the good material.
They're the good material.
They're the good stuff.
And Daredevil's shiny on the cover.
He's a blind, shiny man.
He can't see how shiny he is, but he knows. He knows how shiny he is. He can't see it, though.
He rubbed oil on him. He's an oily, blind man.
And now I gotta...
Slipping past the streets.
And now I gotta find number 1, so I can get the first appearance of Elektra and have this set completed. And... I'm throwing this around like it's fucking...
You're fucking...
I'm fucking throwing it on the floor. That's throwing it on the floor.
Fucking boomeranging it.
What I love about this is that...
I'm laughing. I'm imagining you saying, I'm going to get number 1. You're like saying, fire to it.
Yeah, I'm going to get number 1. But it's fucking gasoline. Fuck it. What I love about the Frank Miller Daredevil is that it pretty much set the blueprint for what would become the Dark Knight series.
Yeah.
So that's what I really love about it. You know, it's like his first go at that kind of storytelling, and then the Dark Knight series came after it. He did it right after it, so you know,
yeah.
That was just fucking amazing. And you know, hang on, I'm gonna get the comics out of here. Get the hell out of here. What the fuck?
Get those comics out of here.
I got all those for the very low price of $20.
Nice.
Very good deal on a lot of stuff. And he had tons of shit there. He had like old Batman black and whites.
Do you have any pricey stuff?
Huh?
Do you have pricey stuff?
There was some stuff in a box that was just said C tag, but not a lot of stuff that was really worth buying.
Yeah.
He had some Justice Leagues, he had some Avengers, he had a bunch of Superman actually.
Okay.
But yeah, nothing that was really really worth buying, but so I just stuck with the dollar stuff.
No graded stuff?
No graded stuff, no. It was just like shoving boxes. I mean, it was ain't grade stuff.
How they much they usually are.
It's fucked.
Right in the box.
Yeah. And that's it for like regular comics, but last week?
Last Friday.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Yeah.
Last Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Most of the Beardcast crew went to Comic-Con, not all at the same time. That would have been funny.
That would have been funny.
I think Angel and Jose went together. Then I went with my cousin and some other people. Ariel went on Friday. Shout out to her.
What's up?
So we went all 3 days. It was just fucking insane. It was literally fucking jam-packed on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
Like, Friday you were able to walk around. Sunday you were just... And Saturday you were just, you know, fucking... Couldn't move. Yeah, you know, there was a whole thing going on at Marvel, the Marvel booth.
Really?
Yeah, and the Marvel booth's like center in the middle of the fucking thing. So
damn.
The lines like stretch across. You couldn't fucking get past half the people.
Was old man Lee there?
Yeah. Where's $400
fucking a breathing machine?
He was there with his breathing machine and his $400 price autograph.
That's fucking nuts.
Yeah, I'll have $400 to fucking get him signed.
$400.
It's fucking ridiculous.
That's how he makes his money now.
Yeah. Dan Slott was there. Who did?
Nice.
Dan Slott was there. George Perez, my idol, was there.
Did you give him a smoochie on the cheek?
I almost sucked his dick.
That's some kind of smoochie.
I almost got there and sucked his dick.
Like an evil smooch.
But yeah, a lot of fucking people were there, and it was just ridiculous. I know they don't do the anime festival there anymore. It's just strictly Comic Con. I understand why. You know, not many people went to it. They weren't making money off of it.
Yeah.
And they decided to pay like the fucking people to go there, like, you know, to like the voice actors and stuff.
Yeah.
So they're not doing that anymore, but they still previewed Evangelion 3.0
mm-hmm.
there, and Jose and Angel Sword. They said it was fucking insane. I couldn't be bothered to fucking, after walking around since 10 o'clock in the morning, couldn't be bothered to say that.
What time did you leave?
I fucking, Friday I left at quarter eight, closing time.
Okay.
Saturday around 6, because we were just fucking exhausted.
Yeah.
And Sunday at like around 5, we left. But yes, it was like Saturday. And I had been walking around all day.
All day, every day.
Walking fast, faces passed, and I'm home now.
Damn.
I've been walking around all day on Friday, and you know when Saturday came around, they were going to show Evangelion 3.0.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, what time is it? He's like, 8 o'clock at night. I'm like, all right, they'll say fucking 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and I was dead. I couldn't sit there for another 2 hours. I would have shot myself.
Yeah.
So I just read the plot online. It doesn't really make any sense. Apparently there's a curse going around that curses the Ava pilots. And it takes place, 14 years.
Yeah.
Or something like that after the second movie.
Mm-hmm.
And like Misato and Ritsuko are like in their 40s.
Yeah.
But all the Evangelion pilots are still still 14. They haven't aged.
Okay.
And it's apparently, it's a continuation. Kaoru remembers all the stuff, like his neck getting broken by Ava 1. Like, he remembers all this stuff, but he doesn't explain how he knows it. And it's just like, you know, this whole thing where they keep asking more questions than answering them.
Yeah.
And it's just no angels, all character development. And it's just weird. So now you gotta wait for the last movie, 4.0, to come out to fucking even find out what's going on.
Crazy.
So, I don't know. Thank God I didn't stay for it. I would have fallen asleep. Apparently, the first 10 minutes are boring as fuck.
Yeah.
Should be, according to Jose. But we take what he says with a grain of salt, and we throw it over our shoulders. Anyway, and that's pretty much what happened. One of the main things at Comic-Con that happened. X and Y was fucking released. They were previewing X and Y, the full fucking game, so people were fucking swarmed around there.
Yeah.
It was just so fucking crazy and hectic. They had so much shit there. Just like in terms of, you know, the fuck is that?
My phone is going off like a wildfire.
Just in terms of like merchandise and fucking people who'll be there and sign stuff and like Midtown Comics was there, 20% off graphic novels. They only had like the graphic novels there. It was pretty cool. Meanwhile they upcharge it and then charge 20% off. So really,
you're really just paying
regular
price.
Yeah,
fucking dicks.
You're really paying regular price because they're idiots, they're dickheads. And it was just fucking insane. Comic-Con was absolutely fun. My legs were fucking dead for like 3 days afterwards.
I can imagine.
I got a sonic screwdriver from Doctor Who, and I feel good about that. I feel cool.
Yeah.
I feel really cool that I have that now. And it turns into a pen, so I feel really cool about that now.
It's the only way to be. You can write and sonic screwdriver it up.
It has unlocked doors, unfortunately, so I was pissed about that.
Or the vagina.
Or the vagina now. But I did get I got the complete set of Infinity Gauntlet there.
Yeah.
I think I paid about fucking $32 more than you did.
But who was selling it? Just a regular size?
Just regular guys. You paid what, $8 for your set?
Yeah, like $7.30 something.
You paid $7.37, I paid $40 for my set. What the fuck?
But are they clean though? They mint?
Yeah, they're mint.
Yeah.
But what astounded me the most was the comic guys that were selling there, right?
Yeah.
All the how much they wanted and charged for like half the comic books.
Yeah.
Like the first appearance of Iron Man, forget his fucking first issue. The first appearance was asking for 20,000 and up.
Wow. Jesus.
Amazing Fantasy 15, the first appearance of Spider-Man, they wanted $144,000 for.
Jesus Christ.
I was looking for something cheap. Oh, how much is the first appearance of Punisher, Spider-Man 127, or whatever the fuck it is? Oh, $300. Fuck.
Yeah.
How much is Spider-Man 300, first appearance of Venom? Oh, $500-something. What the fuck?
Jesus.
I got a book on comics. Spider-Man 300 was $160. What the fuck? And it was just fucking insane, like, how much they wanted for half these comics. Incredible Hulk, 181.
Yeah.
First appearance of Wolverine, $1,100.
Yes.
And the best part is, the guy I asked didn't even read comics. He just fucking collected that, collects them and sells them. He goes, Wolverine doesn't make sense to me. I'm like, how doesn't Wolverine make sense? He goes, well, all superheroes have good powers, and he could just heal himself and have clothes. They're like a glutton for punishment at that point. And then after, as soon as he said that, I shook my hand and just walked away. I didn't even fucking answer him. I'm like, you're a fucking idiot. You don't read comic books. Stop fucking talking.
Yeah, don't even say anything.
If you don't read comic books, there's no need to start a conversation with a person that reads comic books.
Stupid.
Fucking dickhead. So yeah, just the insane amount of fucking thing of what they were charging.
Yeah.
It was fucking ridiculous.
It's because they're looking to make a price. If you know people are coming there with money.
Well, who the fuck goes there with $20,000?
Fucking collectors.
Who the hell has a $20,000 credit limit on their credit card? Oh, you guys take Discovery, take MasterCard, and just swipe it. It's okay. I pay it off all at once.
Take all my money.
I'll pay it off all at once.
For
fuck
the
one
book.
It was just insane.
Jesus.
And I almost had fucking, a heart attack in the middle of the fucking the comic aisles.
Right.
Because it was so much shit I wanted to get. Couldn't get it.
Yeah.
Because it was so fucking, it was so expensive. It was just ridiculous. But I'm sure once the movies die down.
Yeah, it'll start to go down lower.
Oh, yeah. Once the movies die down, I'll be paying like fucking $500 for Incredible Hulk 181.
Yeah.
So, yeah, hopefully the movie, I don't want to wish this upon them on Marvel or DC, but I hope your movies flop so I can get your comics, you fucks. Fuck you.
Give me all the comics.
I hope your movies are flops so I can fucking get your comics for cheap.
Give me the comics.
Oh, yeah, it was just insane. Am I missing anything? Oh, yes, I almost spent $3,000.
On what?
There was this place there called The Forgery. Look them up. It's called The Forgery.
Yeah.
They make wooden weapons, but they also made gaming tables.
Nice.
So it was a table, like, a little bit smaller than this. The top comes off, and it's, like, it goes down. It goes, it's a down in.
Yeah.
And they had, like, Dungeons & Dragons set up in there.
Oh, nice.
They had fucking custom cup holders on the side. They had secret compartments on the side.
Crazy.
Where you could fucking, like, write stuff and, like, keep, like, notes and, like, character sheets. It was just fucking insane. It was like fucking, I was going to spend $3,000 on that.
Can you imagine if they had a table underneath that had a fucking giant Magic the Gathering, like, playset?
Oh,
like a play guide table?
It was amazing. And you could use it, and the table fucking, functioned as a regular table. You could eat on it.
Nice.
So I wanted a table this size. You just fucking pick the boards up. Dungeons and Dragons right there.
Crazy.
I was just fucking, dumbfounded. I was like, how much is this? $3,000, give me it. Just take my money.
Just take all the drinks.
I'll take this as is. I'll just fucking pick it up and carry it out.
Give me the money.
But yeah, it was fucking, it was absolutely insane. And I would definitely go again next year. Well, obviously, I'm going again next year.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if I'm doing all 3 days because my legs can't take it anymore. I think I need to lose 100 pounds before I fucking could tackle all 3 days again, which is fucking ridiculous.
You fucking have like a Rocky monologue getting ready for Comic-Con 2014.
I need a fucking Gandalf's walking stick to get around after a while. Like, oh!
They probably had, did you look around? They probably have one.
No, but I did see a Gandalf.
Nice.
I saw a Gandalf and a Peter Griffin.
Did you stop by the magic booth?
I stopped by the magic booth. They had a really cool sale. It was one of those long boxes, those long white boxes. Sorry, bear with me. I don't know how to fucking describe these
things. Yeah, I don't know what those are.
There were these long white boxes where you put magic cards in, and there was like
put your cum in it.
1,000 cards for fucking $20, but they were only commons and uncommons. So if you're getting those looking for a mythic, you're not gonna get it. And then they had 300 lands for like $15, and they had 50 random rare cards for $12.
Hmm.
It wasn't really too bad. But we were debating because me and Lenny were like, you know, oh, you know, do we really need 50 random fucking rare cards that we're probably never going to use, or, you know, 1,000 fucking commons that probably aren't going to be worth shit and no one's going to want them? Yeah, so we didn't bother. But I was looking in the window. Damnation. $65.
Jesus.
It's like okay, Comic-Con's coming up, you know, fucking, okay, 50% upcharge. Fuck it.
Yeah, they're looking to make more money off people.
They had the original dual lands, like the ones that didn't come to play tapped.
Yeah.
They just fucking tap them right off the bat for like $100 a piece.
Jesus.
You would have fucking went nuts in there.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And it was right next to the Doctor Who booth, so I was happy with that.
Double whammy.
Double whammy. That's all I got for Comic-Con. I just fucking was just too much.
Sounds like a fun time. Fun Time USA.
Oh, yeah. Don't you wish that shit was still around?
I wish it was a Fun Time USA for adults.
Don't you wish that shit was... No, Fun Time USA for adults is called a strip club.
No, I want a fucking ball pit. I want to go down the giant red slide and whack my head every time. Fucking that red slide.
Fucking Fun Time USA was great. I wish.
Laser tag upstairs.
Why did they close that?
I don't know.
Oh my god, they had so many fucking video games there. They had fucking like a virtual reality roller coaster. Did you ever go on that one?
Yes.
Oh, it was so much fucking fun. Why did they close that place? Now it's fucking storage area.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I remember when Funtime USA in its prime, when WWF was like the big thing, WWE now, and the fucking wrestlers just come like every other week.
Yeah.
Like Mankind, The Rock was there. I think Triple H went one time.
Speaking of which, Sergeant Slaughter was at Comic-Con.
Jesus.
Do I know why?
Why?
I wish I knew why, Joe.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't know why. All I know is he was texting on his cell phone. Somehow he managed to stay awake for all 3 days.
Yeah.
He, you know, I think I saw him drooling a bit. He might have been nodding off. I'm not too sure. But yeah, he was there for some reason. I don't know why. Anyway, you were saying.
So, moving on to the video game front.
Yeah.
Let's see, there's a lot of things I could probably fucking go on. Well,
let's see, what pisses you off the most?
What pisses me off the most when they delay games till fucking 2014?
Well, they did that with Kingdom Hearts also, it's delayed now.
Yeah, well, they're fucking, I think the whole thing with that is, they're still working on Versus 13. Well, 14. 15.
Sorry.
Fuck, I don't know what the numbers are anymore, I can't keep up. Fucking 29.
Kingdom Hearts just sucked my dick.
Let's put it this way. Versus 13 got announced in 2006, so it's been all this time to fucking actually confirm that it's on a different title.
Yeah.
So,
7 years.
You know, they're going to wait. They're waiting to finish that game before they start 3. That's their main priority is 15.
Yeah.
So if they took that long just to do 15, you know they're going to take that long just to do fucking 3.
Sorry, Kingdom Hearts fans. You're not getting Kingdom Hearts 3 until PlayStation 6.
PlayStation 9. But, so, PlayStation 4 already has a limited amount of launch titles. Next month is the date for PlayStation 4, Xbox One. I think Xbox One has 25 titles, whereas PlayStation 4, before I heard about the delays, had 15.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're fucking the same anymore. Like, because most of the opening games for the launch games are games that I can get on every console, like Call of Duty.
Metal Gear Solid.
No, Metal Gear is an opening. I wish it was an opening title game. I wish. I'd be satisfied. Every delay, I'd be like, okay, fine, cool.
Is Watch Dogs on PlayStation 3?
PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, Xbox One, and Wii U, PlayStation 4.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. A lot of shit. There's some of that.
Your shit just came out of your pants.
There's some a little bit of that.
But what got delayed then?
Watch Dogs, The Crew, which I don't even fucking know about. I just said this game before to you. What was it?
Watch Dogs, The Crew. I just repeated what you said, so it doesn't really fucking help.
No, it's okay.
It was a PlayStation 3 game, right? Or PlayStation 4?
No, it was something else. I don't remember what it was now. Now I'm confused as shit. But another, a lot of games got delayed. Let's just put it that way. Games that shouldn't be delayed for no reason. They just got delayed for no reason. Well, obviously, besides the fact that they're not ready. But I'm just angry about it.
A lot of glitches, a lot of bugs. But here's the thing with me. Launch games don't really mean much to me.
Yeah.
If you think about in the history of launch games, how many of them were actually good?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, it's not really until you get to the core games, like for Xbox, the Halos, the Metal Gear, the Metal Gear, the Halos, the Gears of War, the,
yeah.
And you get the PlayStations, the Metal Gear Solids, the RPGs, the JRPGs, the fucking Final Fantasies.
Yeah.
So it's not until like a year or 6 months into it till you get to the good games that are the games that are good, and then they just build on top of the good games, and then they release the shitty games independently.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of pissed about Watch Dogs. I was kind of hoping I could pick it up next month.
Yeah, I know. I was ready. I'm like, oh, nice. I was already making moves to get that.
Yeah.
As one of my first games. But now I gotta get stupid fucking Killzone.
Well, at least I could. At least I can get my my GTA 5 then.
Yeah, you
so
can do
I
that.
Still got GTA 5 and not to worry about which one I'm getting. So that and Watch Dogs.
That you could definitely do.
But yeah, I don't understand why they, how I phrase this without making them sound like the bad guy. I don't understand why they say, oh, we're ready for launch, and then fucking out of nowhere they just push it back. Like, if you knew there was shit going on, why would you fucking get everybody's hopes up and say, you're ready for launch?
Because they're dicks.
Like, for both Xbox and PlayStation. Like, at this point, to me, it just feels like a giant pissing contest between the both of them.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck how about the gamer's experience. They just give a fuck about outselling the other console.
Yeah.
So they'll just fucking say, oh yeah, we have all these games ready for launch, and then when they go back and actually look at the games, like, oh fuck, we're not ready yet. We just totally just made this whole big announcement, and now we gotta fucking, you know, delay everything. That pisses people off.
Yeah.
That pisses me off.
Pisses me off that I don't have my Watch Dogs in day one. That's the fuck that pisses me off. And they had a bundle on Amazon for pre-order. People pre-ordered it, and they said that we're still going to honor it. We'll ship you the PlayStation, and when Watch Dogs comes out, it will ship to you for the price that you paid.
Because the whole thing with them is a chain reaction. Like, they fucking say one thing, and then all the like Amazons, eBays, or all them start prepping their shit.
Yeah,
and taking reservations, if you like they're a restaurant. Welcome to the eBay.
Table for four.
Welcome to the eBay. May you try our salad bar?
Will you try our meats?
We have an excellent selection of steaks. then they start taking their reservations, and fucking Xbox and PlayStation say, oh, sorry, half these games aren't going to be available. That fucks them up too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would, if I was running the company, I'd fucking make sure the fucking games were 100% before making that announcement.
Yeah. Trying to think some other shit. Like I said in the podcast previous, I picked up the
whatever that was,
Wind Waker Wii U.
That was like fucking years ago for me.
Wind Waker Wii U. As you can see, as I had said, the love for it is very nice, but I bring that up because they're also, New Zelda's coming out next month for the 3DS,
yeah.
Link Between Worlds, which is going to be like, basically it's a sequel from Link to the Past, where Link's style is very old.
Yeah.
But prior knowledge, I thought it was just the game, and then I found that Europe had, they're going to release a bundle with 3DS XL, which is a limited edition Zelda 3DS, you know.
Well, they have a 3DS, they have a XL now?
Yeah, no, just XL. And if it was that big, I'm like this. Fucking, well, I'm waving my hands around.
You
know, they can't see.
You look like you're rubbing some titties there.
Rubbing some big titties. But they released a leak for GameStop's Black Friday deals, and what's on it? Zelda 3DS. You know I want it. I want it bad. I want it bad.
I want it bad. Give it to me bad, Poppy.
I definitely want it.
Yeah.
It's $220. Comes with the game. Comes with the 3DS XL.
There's some Pokemon.
There was some Pokemon. I'm trying to find the fucking the article I read about it while I'm getting blown up with text messages, as usual. It's got a gold front. Got the Triforce symbol. The back is a black shine front.
Nice.
And it continues like a kind of like a mirror of the Triforce. Luigi's Mansion has a 3DS, but who gives a fuck about that? Not I.
Not these two.
I don't understand Sony. They always come out with these crazy colors for their consoles.
Okay.
Towards the end of the cycle. PlayStation 3 is coming out with a blue console.
what was it, only blue and white before, and white was just like this.
Like, and white was like even hard to come by.
Yeah, limited edition. Yeah. Final Fantasy 13 2 or whatever it was. Yeah. And now they have blue.
And now they got blue.
Because, you know, that money they're wasting on making new colored consoles, they could have been investing in their games. Just saying.
Yeah.
Maybe some of the games would have been pushed back. Just saying. Sorry, Sony.
But Black Friday is looking really crazy.
When's Black Friday?
November 29th.
Day after Thanksgiving, I think, right?
Yes. But a lot of games, because obviously Xbox One's going to be out. The Xbox One, PlayStation 4 is going to be out.
Yeah.
But they're not going to give a price drop on those games. You know that for sure. I'm looking at it right now. Wow, Skyrim's going to be $15. A lot of price drops, actually. I don't understand why they even got Drive Club on the fucking advertisement. They're going to have to change that shit. Delayed. Stupid bitch. Oh, there's Deadpool for $20. Next one.
Oh, there's Deadpool, $20. That's right.
It should have been fucking $20 a long time ago. A really long time ago.
Oh, my God.
What? This is a crazy, actually. $25 to get Super Mario 3D World for Wii U, which is crazy. Wind Waker HD is going to be $25. And Scribblenauts Unmasked, the DC version.
Yeah.
That's going to be nuts.
Nice.
Speaking of DC, this Friday, Batman Arkham Origins comes out.
I want to get that.
Yeah.
I definitely want
to
get that.
I have a long struggle.
Why?
Because I have the temptation to get it for the 360 and the PlayStation 3. I'm not going to get it for the PlayStation 3. I know that. So it really is just a matter of debate for the 360.
Yeah.
It has multiplayer on the 360, but I can get it on the Wii U. No multiplayer, $10 cheaper, and I can use Batman's utilities on my Wii U pad.
Well, what's the multiplayer for? What's the multiplayer?
It's like Joker's henchmen, like it's shooters. I don't know if I'd want that.
Unless they show they have a gameplay video of the multiplayer or no?
They probably do, but I can't imagine myself getting it and actually sitting there and playing it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to play for the story. I know that. But that temptation of fucking using Batman's utilities on the game pad.
Mm. It'll be sexy.
That is sexy.
Now, two games came out recently. You have one of them. Do you want to give us a review of Pokemon X and Y?
Surely.
Take it away.
Pokemon X and Y. Let's put it in a word. Let's bring it down to one word. Different. It's definitely different. You know, the same Pokemon mechanics are still there.
Yeah.
Start off in the town. Wake up in the bed, half naked.
Yeah.
No, I've never seen that. Yeah. That's the dock-rated version.
I mean, you gave a little bit of a review.
Yeah.
And then you're more in-depth into the game.
So, now I'm a little further. I'm 11 hours in.
All
right. Somehow I managed to play 11 hours, even though my schedule's tight as shit. Four badges. What?
Thank God for those.
Yeah, thank God for the bathroom breaks. So, starts off the same. A lot quicker. Maybe like a whole hour and a half quicker than the usual Pokemon game.
Shit.
Even the conversation that the professor gives in the beginning is like, game start.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, go fuck yourself. Here's a Pokemon. Get out of here.
Don't fuck out my office. I got some pussy to fuck.
The display is very different. You're not a third person overhead. I mean, you're kind of. It's definitely third person, but it's more 3D. Everything's 3D.
Yeah.
Besides the 3D aspect of the display, the 3D display of the 3DS is sick.
Yeah.
Because not everything is in 3D. Battles are definitely 3D because you want to see Pokeballs flying at your face. That's what I love.
Yeah.
I love Pokeballs in my face.
Like, you like balls flying at your face?
Pokeballs, not regular balls. The story is the same. It's that same. There's that one team that you gotta face. There's that one rival you have.
What's the team called this time?
Team Flare. team Gay Flare.
Sorry. So let's look at this right. We got Team Rocket.
Yeah.
Team.
I don't remember the name because it wasn't
Aqua
fucking.
and Magma. I think it was Ruby and Sapphire.
Yeah.
Because it was still Team Rocket in Gold and Silver, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so Team Magma and Aqua. Team fucking Plasma from fucking
black and white team go suck a dick from Diamond and Pearl. I don't remember what the fuck they were.
Yeah.
How many fucking evil organizations live in this fucking world?
I don't know. They need
they
need to get some police.
I mean, I have 8,000 Officer Jennings, and they arrest some of them.
Yeah, fucking Officer. Yeah, there's one of them in each town, probably. They need some police and stop relying on the 13 and 14 year old kids to fucking take care of them with Pokemon.
What the fuck? I think you said, like, in like the beginning of the game, you just moved to the town.
Yeah, it's like day one, maybe 2 days in, that you're not finished unpacked yet.
So, let me get this straight. The mentality of the parent, that of your parent in the game, right? You just moved to this town. Okay, son, I know we just got here, but here, go out into the wilderness with dangerous little animals, with dangerous animals that could possibly kill you, and go wander around the continent. Have fun.
You leave, and the scene you don't see is the mother going in her drawer and saying, "Old Faithful, it's time to have a go around."
The pink diamond dildo comes out.
The pink fucking the master bowl of dildos. You hold the secrets. Old reliable. Yet again, my husband walked down on me.
Oh, here's
because there's never a father.
Yeah, really? What the fuck happens to the father?
At least in Earthbound, the father calls.
Yeah, right? What the fuck happens to the father? Did he just go out on his Pokemon adventure, die, and fucking never see him?
He never comes back. The mother's always a single mother. Like, why is there no father?
I don't know. The father. That'd be a great question to fucking write them and ask.
Where is this trainer's father?
Where is this irresponsible father that walked out on this family to be a Pokemon master?
Like,
what are the animals?
Like, what are they? They're showing the strength of the mother. Oh, they raise this great trainer. He becomes the very best because there's no father figure. There's a lot of fucking equations in this. There's a lot of different views on this.
Yes.
Breaking down the barriers of Pokemon.
Fucking
time and time again.
The sun leaves while he hears.
The Pokemon are looking over their shoulders. They're super sensitive.
What the fuck is that?
As soon as you get fly, for some reason, I always feel the need to go back to the starting town, just see if like something's different, even though it's not. And you fucking hear.
Peek in the window.
And the mother never has a bedroom.
Yeah.
Where is she? Fucking standing around in the kitchen. Give that bitch a bedroom. She doesn't have a husband. She's got fucking dildo and no bedroom.
Well, you tell me. Anytime they move to the house. And then never bothered to check it.
You would think
the house.
That's fucking poor real estate.
They go to the house. Oh, there's a bed. There's one bedroom. We'll take it. There's only four of us.
I'm only going to give it to my son.
It's
a whole floor.
How about in the other ones where you go to your rival's house?
Yeah.
Doesn't he have like siblings there? There's like one room there?
Yeah. No, everybody has like. Yeah, when you go to random houses, there's always one giant bed, and it's always in the same room as the fucking... There's never an extra room.
Oh, I love how the first floor apartments only.
Yeah.
You have four people in the house, one bed, and, like, no bathroom.
Yeah.
Where do they go to the... What the fuck?
Yeah, nobody goes to the bathroom there either.
The shit just magically
They pee
evaporates.
In Pokeballs.
The shit magically evaporates from their body. That's how it happens.
And nobody has guns in Pokemon. So they probably just pee and shit in the Pokeballs. They zoom it up with the Pokeball. And then when burglars come in, they throw the shit at them. Get out of my house, you thief!
Yeah, you would think... it was that Pokemon episode that was banned where Ash got the gun pulled on him.
He got a gun pulled on him?
It was a banned episode in America because they went to the Safari Zone.
Yeah.
This is how Ash gets like fucking 30 Tauros. Why the fuck you need 30 Tauros? I love Tauros, but there's no need for him.
30?
30 then he gets. He's in the Safari Zone and the guy thinks they're poachers there to steal Pokemon.
Yeah.
So they're like at the front desk and all he sees a fucking shotgun get pointed in his face.
Holy shit.
And he got banned from the fucking, from America.
Get out of here, you trainer. Get your Pokemon out of here.
And the edited version that they wanted to air was just like the guy pointing like this at Ash. And Ash acting all
with
scared.
A finger?
Yeah, with his finger. Like if his finger made the gun, and Ash like this.
It's like Naruto on Disney XD?
Yeah. It was just fucking ridiculous. Yeah, FYI, people who develop Pokemon, give Ash a father, give the main character a father, give the mother a bedroom. Make toilets and put some fucking cops in the goddamn area. And
give the mother a bone. Fucking throw the mother a bone, for God's sake.
Every mother's been fucking husbandless and no bedroom.
I think the reason why the trainer always gets picked It's because the mother's doing the professor.
Wait, you want to know why the mother always kicks the kid out of the house to send him on a Pokemon adventure?
Why?
So she can sleep in the fucking bed.
Yeah, probably. That's probably the truth. Like, I'm just going to kick this kid out soon.
Fuck him. Fuck him. He's 11.
The price is too good to beat.
He's 11. He can go on his Pokemon quest. Get
and
the fuck
and
out.
This real estate house, she made sure she had a driveway for her Rhyhorn to fucking sleep. Because she's a Rhyhorn racer. Out of all the fucking years of Pokemon, you finally discover that there's Rhyhorn racing.
Out of all the fucking years, out of all 600-something Pokemon, that's the fastest fucking Pokemon she could pick to ride to race?
Yeah.
Rapidash? What the fuck? Dodrio? What the fuck?
Ride a Ponyta, you get your ass burned. You get your fucking... your pussy cheeks burned.
It'll just get seared together.
That's why she's got no husband. No one wants to come near her.
So yeah, future developments of Pokemon, give her a fucking bedroom, give her a fucking husband, and put some fucking police in there. You won't have to deal with fucking, you know, Team Rocket, Team Plasma, Team Go Fuck Yourself, Team Flare, whatever the fuck it's called. You don't have to deal with them if you put some cops in the fucking game.
Yeah.
I still love how the logic of that game is everything is settled by having animals fight each other.
Yeah, I know. If you think about it, it's really, Pokemon's very bad. It's bad.
It's animals fighting each other.
You fight till someone passes out.
Yeah.
You take the people's money after you win. So
it's like
that's why there's no police. It's an illegal playground.
It's like fucking Michael Vick almost.
Yeah.
It's like Michael Vick simulator.
You're fucking pushing a 10-year-old to fucking fight animals. The animals that only inhabit. There's no regular dogs. It's all Pokemon. Like, oh yeah, just fight him till he passes out. I'm gonna take all the money and then I'm just gonna leave him to walk away sad alone.
Do you ever wonder what they eat in Pokemon?
Yeah, for some reason there's only soda pop machines. The berries.
Yeah,
the
but
tree.
What do they eat? Like, you know how they have, like, fish dinner?
Yeah.
What's that fish?
I don't know.
Is it a Magikarp? Is it a Rainbow?
Yeah,
is it another Pokemon?
Oh, shit. Gyarados sushi.
Ash has eaten hamburgers. Where'd that meat come from?
Tauros.
Miltank. Hey, they drink milk. You know, hey, they eat food. They need food to eat. No one's ever.
Jesus.
No kids ever stop and question this logic. Oh, what? They're the only Pokemon in this world. What food are they eating? Good job, Pokemon. Good job.
Jeez.
Good job, Pokemon.
Fucking killing Pokemon and eating them.
I was gonna say something else about Pokemon, and I fucking completely forgot. Until that little part came up, I completely forgot.
What?
I was going to say something about Pokemon, and I don't know what I was going to say anymore. Yeah. It was the... I'm trying to think now, so hang on. Give me a second.
It was okay.
We were talking about... oh, I got it. The logic of Pokemon.
Yeah.
When someone loses, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they get all upset, what's to stop them from running up on you, punching the 10-year-old in the face and taking this Pokemon and fucking dashing?
Nah, I don't know. There's like an unspoken oath.
It's an unspoken rule of Pokemon.
No one reports the animal cruelty. No one explains the bedrooms. No one explains the bathrooms. They don't eat, and they don't tell you where the food came from when they do eat. And no one can touch the kids.
Like, obviously, like, Ash is still 11 for some reason. Well, I'm touching the kids. Hang on a second.
No, I mean, no one's going to touch the kids. Not that way.
Ash is 11, right?
That's when you say...
And, like, fucking Team Rocket, like, you know, fucking... For some reason, the 20-year-olds can still fucking never beat him.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So, after, you know, the times they don't fucking fly away and they're generic, you know, blasting off again... No more blasting off again. First of all, why the fuck are they still after this Pikachu? They know it's been fucking how many fucking years? They still can't catch the motherfucker?
Yeah, right.
They blast off. The time they don't blast off, okay. After Ash beats them, what's to stop them from fucking running up on them, punching them in the fucking face, grabbing Pikachu with like fucking like plastic gloves and just running away? Or fucking, after all these years, you think they'd fucking know how to carry a gun or something like that?
Yeah, right.
Like Giovanni would give him a fucking gun or
yeah,
something like
that? Yeah, after all these years of fucking organized crime, you think you'd get some weapons.
Your Pokemon can't do shit. Fucking here's a gun. They lose. They pull out a gun, fucking shoot Ash in the head, shoot the two combos.
That's Pokemon.
Take his fucking thing and just run.
The blood all over the fucking grass. all over the trees. You have to cut the rocks. You have to smash.
Yeah, exactly. What the fuck? Like, come on. Like, you mean to tell me... Oh, fucking, a rival he has. Like, Ash, for some reason, all the rivals of him are, like, douchebags. After he fucking, you know, if he loses to one, he can't just run up and fucking uppercut them in the fucking face and just like fucking say fuck you.
Yeah, you click the train and do a move, uppercut, super punch,
sucker punch. You kick him in the balls real quick and just fucking run away. You say fuck you, trip, and leave.
Fucking testes kick.
The kick to the balls.
Poof. Critical hit. This the man.
We just got way off track.
Yeah, so anyways, what Pokemon X rated?
What would you give Pokemon X? Like, is there any downside to this?
There's no downside.
How are the Mega Forms?
I like it. It's interesting. Pretty much, I thought it was an actual whole form that you stay.
Yeah.
Turns out...
Just for the game?
It's...
Stop fighting me.
Yeah, it's... Off-season. And I heard it was a move. So I'm like, oh man, it's going to take up one out of the four. It's not. There's the four moves that you have. And on the bottom, there's a round button that you click right before you pick your move, and it will light up. You pick the move that you want,
yeah.
And then there's a whole cinematic. Because basically, you need a mega ring, which is not a ring at all; it's a bracelet. Just fucking call it a mega bracelet, you Japanese bastards. So you put it on; it's like a watch, and then they hold the stone that's specifically for that Pokemon. So it's like, I have Blastoise, so Blastoise holds Blastonite, like Kryptonite. So and
I feel like I'm blessed tonight. My fucking brain's out.
Blessed tonight. So, okay, I didn't know what that was. So basically, it's like, you have to have those two elements. You have to have a certain level of bonding with your Pokemon. You hit it, you hit like a button on the bracelet, and Blastoise, we'll give you an example, will transform into another form. He gets a kind of a boost, and all his original form moves kind of get a boost to them.
So during the cinematic, when he's evolve and he turns to a mega form. Do you hear Blastoise Digivolve to
Mega Blastoise?
Man of Greymon. I mean, Blastoise. Wait, was it Mega Charizard?
Mega Charizard, Mega Blastoise, Mega Venusaur.
Yeah.
Every Pokemon has Mega in front of it.
Yeah, Mega Charizard, you mean War Greymon? How Pokemon Digivolve? I mean,
I don't know.
Is there all? They give the fucking 3 stars mega forms for some reason.
Yeah.
Well, the 3 old stars, the original stars.
But 5 beady thumbs, I'm going to say 4. Five sticky beady thumbs and 10 out of 10 on my radar.
Nice, that's not bad.
Definitely fun.
What was I going to say? And there's another game that came out, Beyond Two Souls.
Got a 6 on IGN. Jose.
Do you want to wake up Jose and see if he'll... Tell us a quick review on your phone.
Let me text this kid first.
No, just wake him up. Just call him. Just call him and wake him up.
Let me see.
Just give him a call. Say, wake your fucking ass up. And then, you know, do your little thing for the beer cast.
My phone's for some reason decided to take a sleeping break.
What the fuck is that in the background?
Oh, there we go.
J-Lo?
Yo! What are you doing, man?
I'm going to put that on speaker.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, what's going on?
What's up, man?
What's going on? What happened?
You're on the Beardcast.
I'm on the Beardcast? What? What's going on, Beards?
What's Beyond Two Souls like?
Yeah, we need a review for Beyond Two Souls, and you're not here.
Oh, Beyond Two Souls? I fucking love it. It's such a good game. You should buy it. Why aren't you buying it yet? Go buy it now!
Oh, okay.
That's the review.
Okay, you have to review our one. So, is it better than Heavy Rain?
Wait, is it better than Heavy Rain? No, it's different. Like, Heavy Rain was more of like a very magic realist kind of thing. Beyond Two Souls is completely fucking paranormal, you know? Like, it goes into, like, the afterlife and shit. It's so good, I can't explain. I can't give details because it'll spoil the plot. That's how good it is.
What was I going to say? And you just play as you just play as one character, right?
You just play as Ellen Page. You can get her knocked up. You can get her raped. Whatever you want to do.
Does she get naked?
What? I'm gonna not answer that because Beatty's gonna want to get a beat of the week.
Well, I already heard him say she gets knocked up and you can get her raped. So I'm already. That's already a selling point for me.
He's already sold.
I'm already sold on the game.
No, exactly. Though, what do you call it? It's a good game, though. Realistically, you should get it. It's fun.
And Willem Dafoe, creepy fuck or no?
What's that?
Willem Dafoe.
Willem Dafoe? Creepy as hell, bro.
Oh, that's who he is. I mean, if you ever seen that new fucking Mercedes-Benz commercial where he plays the devil.
Does he?
Yeah,
he's a tough guy.
What?
He's a tough guy.
Oh my god. So, like, you know, it's, you know, it's paranormal. You see, like, ghosts. Are they, like, fucking, like, pop up scary ghosts? Or is, like, you know, you just see shit randomly?
It's just you see shit randomly. Like, one or two pop scares that aren't really that bad. It's a good game, though. It's like, it's a story, you know? It's not a game. It's like a story. It's a movie.
Yeah, well, that's how, what?
Heavy Rain?
Yeah, it's kind of like how Heavy Rain was to begin with, so, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, but this one is more grounded in mysticism. The more, like, the whole question about is there life beyond the after?
Yeah.
Than Heavy Rain. Yeah, Heavy Rain was more of, like, a murder mystery with, like, a magic realist component to it.
Yeah, now, the way you play the game, is it like Heavy Rain? You know how you play the game in Heavy Rain? We have.
Oh, no, it's exactly Heavy Rain. It's fucking exactly Heavy Rain. All right,
cool.
If you play Heavy Rain, you're good.
All right, cool, so it won't be too bad. If you play Heavy Rain, it won't be too bad to pick it up. You'll know what you're going on. But if you just start the game, then,
right.
You know, you got to get the learning curve.
Yeah. And there's an option if BD wants to take a shower or not without a date.
Okay.
I'm on the game. I'm already in the game.
He's
there
in
you
it.
Go.
He's in
He's saying game. Alan Page gets naked. There we go.
He's secretly buying a PS3 to play the game.
I wonder. Wait, what'd you say?
He's secretly buying a PS3 to play the game.
Yes, I am. Now, I wonder if they actually modeled the nudity on her. Like, if she actually posed nude.
They probably put her in, like, a, you know, like a, one of those
tanks. Like a bodysuit, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they have to mock up her.
I mean, like. It's gotta be awkward though. Like if you like say, like she modeled herself for the game, do everything, and then to see yourself naked on screen.
Yeah.
That's gotta be a little weird. Like
no,
in a video
no,
game.
It's not like she's naked, but you don't see anything. You're like cinematic angle the fuck out of it.
Oh fuck. Damn it, that sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks. Oh, she didn't get raped anyway.
No, she doesn't get raped, Lynn. She just like gets almost there. Let me talk. It's a good scene. Gotta, I can't spoil it.
So how many IGN is giving shit reviews? Dave gave it, you know.
I didn't give it.
Dave didn't give it any reviews. He's just like not giving it a chance. What would you give it?
I mean, it's very niche, you know, this game. It's not fun to play. It's not like the hardcore bro dude fights or the platform. Like it's for like people that enjoy the movie, enjoy a story, and it's not a video game in the sense that. You're gonna sit down and expect to like beat a level, you know what I mean?
So like Metal Gear Solid almost?
Like Metal Gear Solid 4 kinda.
Nice, alright. So how many what would you give it? BD thumbs.
I'd give it 8 BD thumbs out of 10.
8 out of 10?
Well, that's a lot of beat thumbs.
Damn, I don't think we've ever done an 8 out of 10.
I don't think there's ever been 10 beat thumbs, so that's a lot of stickiness.
Wait, it's 9 out of 10? I'm not even sure.
Well, it's good for me, I think.
It's fine by me. It's getting a lot of mixed reviews, so I just want to know someone who actually played it, you know, what they thought.
Like for like certain types of game, like gamers that like experimenting, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Now I mean, now.
I mean.
All right. I'm good.
All right, boy.
That's good for us, man.
All right, man. So I'll talk to you guys on Friday for the standard tournament. What?
Oh, you mean the standard tournament where Lenny beat you after you won?
Yeah, I know. I gotta work on my deck now.
How the fuck that happened? I gotta work on my deck. It's broken apart right in front of me. So while we're on the podcast,
Yeah. Hey, this deck is pretty good. It's pretty good.
I never played you, so I know it beat Dave
and
Angel and a bunch of other people. So yeah, obviously did really good.
Yeah, I think I'm just gonna leave it alone for a bit. I just need 5 more tech.
Yeah, I need more counter spells in my deck, but whatever, I'll work on that when the time comes.
Alright, man. You know, call me up, fuck with me, you know, I'm down here, I'll see you guys later.
Alright, man.
Alright, man, later.
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 And that was Jose.
I hope that comes up on the podcast.
Yeah,
that was funny.
It would.
Anyway, where are we at? 54 minutes.
Yeah.
I think we covered everything we got to cover. I don't think anything else happened that needs to be mentioned.
Nothing too crazy, nothing
that
I can't.
Conjuring's on Blu-ray DVD. Pacific Rim's on Blu-ray DVD.
Oh, yeah, Iron Man 3.
Iron Man 3's out. Bunch of shit is
Since
out.
Since I switched professions, my Blu-ray knowledge has gone down the window. Out the window, not down the window, because I don't know how you can go down the window.
Well, you can go out the window, then down the window, if you're on the second floor.
And down to the it's concrete.
Why? You're not keeping up with Blu-rays anymore?
No, because Kohl's is right next door to Best Buy, so every time I leave, I go in there. Now I have to go. I never even touch a. I don't even touch stores coming back from where I'm at.
I think we should watch The Conjuring and give a review for next Friday.
Yeah,
and I, you'll have my promise on this, Beauters. next Friday. We will have an beer cast out. We will we'll do a podcast, and it'll be posted for Saturday because Sunday is just fucking insane.
Yeah.
And we only can do this once a week now because our schedules are shit and hectic.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah. So I promise you, we'll have something on Friday. We're gonna have to watch this movie as soon as you come over.
Yeah.
And fucking fuck King's Games. I can't spend money there anymore.
King's Games.
I can't spend money there anymore.
What's up, Boris?
Boris and Dima and Dima and the
Dima. Dima, Jason, Dima.
Jason and Alex and
and all our buddies down at the card store.
And Zach and Igor.
Igor. Zachary. Fuck Zachary.
Hey guys, how about Torment?
Hey, you know about the did you guys come for draft?
You guys drafting today?
Like, fucking just stop telling me. I don't give a fuck about draft. I'm here to... I'm already getting my money.
Hey, it's like... He answers it two ways. Are you guys here for draft? No. Well, do you know about the tournament?
Do you know about the draft? I'm like, you just fucking told me about the draft.
Do you know about it? It's like, he sees this every fucking week. You think he'd know we...
Was he having a fucking degree in psychology? He's trying to fucking get me over? He's like, are you guys here for the draft?
Do you know about the tournament?
Do you know about the draft? I'm like, fuck, you just told me about the draft. I don't even know about it. I was like, you just hadn't spoken it. He's like, well, why are you so upset about the draft? Tell me about your mother. Fuck you, Zachary. Tell me about your mother.
I think I'll end with a story.
What's
that?
It?
I told you on the way home. Now, if you've never had...
Oh, okay.
You know, I want to open this up to the people that listen. Right. If you ever have like this moment where you look at somebody in the eyes and you share a connection with them, like not even like a sexual connection, regular. It's like you share a moment where you like you know exactly what you know. You have a connection. You know exactly what you guys are thinking. You know exactly what each other person likes. Well, this happened to me. Now, coming home from school one day, I'm on the D train. I sit down on one of the seats and I look over. And there's this kid watching a movie on his phone. And it's like one of those Nokia, Samsung, whatever the fuck, whatever the new one is. And the newest one that's yellow, the Windows phone. And yeah. He's like staring at it intensely. His like eyes are flying out of his fucking head. Like his mouth's like on the floor. He's just like amazed by what he's seeing. And I look over and he's watching Pacific Rim. Now, if you've never listened to a Beardcast, I'll just let you guys know, I fucking love giant mechs and giant monsters. And when Pacific Rim came out, that's like my fucking childhood exploding orgasms all over the fucking place. It made my fucking century. Fuck the year, fuck the day, it made my century when that movie came out. Didn't get great reviews, but fuck it, I loved it. So he's watching it, and I was like fucking, I just had a big smile on my face. I'm leaning over watching it with him. And we're both watching it together. We get to the Canal Street stop on the D train. And, like, he looks up at the door to see what stop it is. He looks up, and then I see him look over at me. And then he sees me watching the video. So then I look up at him. And we're just looking at each other in the face now. And he gives me a smile. And I smile back. And then he just nods his head, and I nod my head back. And at the same fucking time, we both went back down to watching the fucking movie. And I watched this movie the entire way home. It was just fucking hilarious. Not one word was said between us after that. We didn't say a word before that. Didn't say a word after that. Just acknowledged that we both loved this movie. It was fucking amazing. And just watched it.
Funny.
It was great. He had his headphones in, so I couldn't hear it. But I fucking know that movie by heart by now. So.
Yeah.
It was just fucking hilarious. So I want to open this up to our fans or our listeners or, you know, the passersby. If an experience like that has ever happened to you or you have a funny story like that, please feel free to leave us, tell us, type out the story and tell us on, like, Facebook or Podomatic or are we on any other social networking sites or fucking
Twitter, I think. Yeah, we're on Twitter.
Oh, we're on Twitter now. Tell us there. You know, just let us know because that, to me, stuff like that is fucking hilarious.
I think we're on Twitter, MySpace, Facebook, Podomatic, and email.
And email. So you guys have our email. You guys you have our social networking. Just the MySpace or just type in Beardcast and we'll come up.
We'll be there.
Yeah, we'll be there somewhere. And, you know, just tell me your story because I fucking love stuff like that when stuff like that happens. I know it's happened to Dave once. Well, not kind of, where the guy, you guy were like, you, guy, you and the other guy were like face to face.
Oh, yeah, but that's really connecting. That's connecting on a not appropriate level.
Like, literally, he turned around, he's like, literally,
I was about to give him a kiss.
So, if anything like that has ever happened to you, please let us know, because I want to read them, and I want to laugh, so.
I want to giggle.
I'm opening up that invitation for you guys, and if we don't get any responses, then we know we have no fans.
And then we know we don't giggle. And then I don't giggle. Why would you want me not to giggle?
Then we don't giggle, and then we cry. Don't, please don't make us
Why
cry.
Why would you want me to cry? Why would you want me to giggle?
Don't make us cry. You'll break our hearts.
You bastard.
And then we just hit an hour.
All right. So, we'll be back Friday.
Yep, I promise we'll be Friday. Back. No fucking diversions. No. As soon as you get here, Conjuring Beer Podcast. That's what we're doing.
I promise.
Everything else will happen afterwards.
I promise I'll be here.
And I'll be here.
Okie dokie, beers. This is me, David, signing out.
And the Beatty.
And the Beatty.
Signing out.
And we'll see you guys on Friday.
Peace.